Hi, my name is Esther.
Hi, my name is Haymon.
Welcome to our social studies podcast. We'll be discussing about New England colonies.
Is it true that the Puritans used a ship to arrive in New England?
Yes, in fact, in June 1630, 300 hungry and exhausted passengers aboard the ship Arabella arrived in Massachusetts Bay. Arabella led a fleet of 11 ships with about 1,000 passengers.
Now I understand more about the Puritans. Do you know what Arabella means?
No, do you know what it means?
Obviously. Arabella means beautiful altar. It is also of Italian origin, where its meaning is answered prayer. It's generally used as a girl's name.
Why did the Puritans go to jail?
They didn't want to separate from the church in England, so King James and many church leaders were furious and threw them in jail.
Do you know...
Hey, Mom, do you know why the Puritans come to New England?
They came to New England for religious freedom. Do you know who Roger Williams is?
Yes, Roger Williams was a man who disagreed with Puritan leaders. He wanted them to tolerate people with different religious views. I heard that 40,000 Native Americans were killed during a war.
Indeed, 4,000 Native Americans were killed by the comic King Philip's War began in 1675. His fighters attacked 52 towns and killed more than 600 colonists. When King Philip died, the war ended.
Well, it seems like we came to the end. Thank you, Haymon.
Thank you, Esther.
Thank you for listening to our social studies podcast. Until next time.
Bye.
Welcome to our social studies podcast.
Our names are
Jessica and
Estelle.
Today we're going to tell you guys about the middle colony.
Oh, we almost forgot to tell you that we are in 4th and 5th grade at the school AISB. Let's get started.
Oh my god, my homework is so difficult. I need someone's help.
What happened, Jessica? Do you need any help?
Yes, can you please help me?
Tell me.
What are the middle colonies?
The middle colonies are New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware.
Thank you, Estelle.
Now, can you help me, Jessica? What happened between England and Holland in 1664?
Yes, sure. In 1664, the fleet of ships was sent to capture the capital of the colonies, and the Dutch gave up with a fight. The king gave charter of the land of his brother, the Duke of York. And so this was renamed New York. Then the founder, New Jersey Colony, that was the New Jersey Colony then. Hestel, can you help me one more time?
Sure, tell me.
What are the two important English colonies?
New York and New Jersey were the two important colonies.
Thank you, Hestel.
You're welcome. This homework is so easy, but I'm stuck again.
Tell me the question.
How was life in the middle colony?
Oh, that's easy, I know. The life in the middle colonies was revolved around the farm. They had really good soil for their food and crops. They were exposed a lot of meal for their economy. The major city came from many different lands based on religion and culture. Why does our teacher give us very difficult homework? Hestel, I need your help again. What was one of the most important settlements in New Netherland?
Oh, I know. Now Amsterdam, present-day Manhattan, was one of the important in New Netherland.
Now, I know. Thank you, Hestel. The next question that I need your help is, what was the gift that King Charles II of England gave to his brother James.
King Charles II of England gave his brother James the land between Connecticut and the Delaware River, including New Netherland.
Hester, I have a last question for you. Can you please help me?
Sure, of course. But after, you need to help me.
Okay. Now my question. What is the largest city in all the 13 colonies?
Jessica, I know that one. The largest colony in all the 13 colonies is Philadelphia, which is the brotherly love. Now, my question. Who settled the first religion?
That's super easy. That religion had a large diversity of processed in religion from Northern Europe.
Thank you, Jessica. So this is the end of our podcast.
Until next time, bye.
Hi, my name is Vino.
Hi, my name is Yassine. Welcome to the AISB Grade 4 and 5 Social Studies Podcast.
Today we will be talking about the Southern Colonies.
Isn't this going to be fun?
Yes, I have 3 questions for you.
What are they? When you're done, I also have 3 questions for you, too.
Okay. How do the Southern colonies make money?
They call for slaves and tell them to grow a plantation. And in those plantations, there are some vegetables and other stuff. So in the plantation, they grow tobacco, rice, and indigo. So they basically just plant to get more and more money, and they get money, and the money they would make were really used in the sovereign colonies. So yes, that's how the sovereign colonies make money.
Wow. Next question. How were the slaves treated?
Well, they were treated badly, and sometimes during their work, they would suffer a lot, or even die sometimes, because the work was hard. So yes, and they were mostly used to grow a big plantation, so they could get more money and live a better life. So the slaves were basically treated badly. So that's the answer.
Amazing. Next question. Why did they need slaves on plantations?
They needed slaves on plantation because they didn't want to suffer by doing the work, and they were lazy to do it on their own.
Now, what are your questions?
Who founded each of the sovereign colonies?
In 1632, Sir George Calvert was granted a charter for a colony in the Americas.
Good. Next, how big were the plantations?
A common definition of what constituted the plantation is that it typically had 500 to a million acres.
Great. Last question. Who was George Calvert?
George Calvert, first Baron Baltimore, also called Sir George Calvert, was an English statesman.
We almost forgot to say the names of the southern colonies.
Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia.
That's the end.
See you.
Bye.
My name is Imani.
Hi, my name is Kai.
Welcome to the AISB Social Studies Podcast. Today we will be telling you about what we learned in social studies. What we learned was colonial economies.
I will be telling you about colonial trade and world trade. First, I will be talking about colonial trade, so let's get started. Did you know England wanted the colonists manufactured goods for this reason? England made it illegal for the colonies to manufacture goods that competed with English goods.
Wow, I didn't know. Did you know in the triangular trade on the first leg of the route, traders sailed from New England to Africa with goods such as iron, rum, and gunpowder. These goods were traded for Africa. On the second leg of the route, traders took the African captives to the West Indies. On the third leg, the ship captains brought sugar and molasses, a thick syrup made from sugar cane grown in the West Indies.
Sounds delicious.
It really does.
Now we'll be talking about world trade. In 1675, King Charles formed a economy committee to oversee colonial trade. This committee was formed to make sure the colonists were following trade laws.
Laws, you can never get past them. Now I will be talking about regional economies. Most of New England's soil was too rocky for farming. Many farmers there grew fruits and vegetables for themselves, but not enough to export.
Thank you for listening to our social studies podcast. Bye. See you next time.
Houses and buildings. Bye, see you next time.
Hello, welcome to our second AISB Social Studies podcast. Our names are Mohal and
Kai.
Our topic is colonial government. I have questions for you.
Me too.
Let's get started. Kayin, do you know what an assembly means?
No, please tell me what it is.
Okay, so assembly means a law-making body.
Oh, now I know. Mohal, do you know what legislation is?
No, please tell me so I can learn.
Legislation is making of laws.
What did a colonial governor do?
Governors were officials who were appointed by the British monarch or combined to oversee to the colonies and be the head of the colonial administration. The governor had the power of an absolute veto and could recuse and dissolve the assembly.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Bye. See you soon.